Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk. I want it all back. That is Dorinda Clark Cole. Take It Back. That's the name of the song. Good morning, family. It is Saturday, July 8th, 2023. We are well in the throes of the second half of 2023. I bless God that I'm able to be here with you today for a little bit before another full day for me, but at least calm and settled so that I can be in studio and just spend this time giving God glory and praise. So thank you to everyone for tuning in and being a part of the fellowship. Those who are on the conference line, those who are in Clubhouse. Thank you to the team that keeps this ship a rolling. To my husband, to D. Jason Hodge, to Carmen Wealthpreneur herself, Dr. Smile, Minister Boyd. Just everybody that is able to come in and be a part of the fellowship. I appreciate each and every one of you, as this month is a anniversary month for me. Can you believe it? The 24th of this month, it'll be 1 year since I became International President and CEO of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And since I am in the studio, sure, you missed some of my sound effects. Don't know if I'll be able to do it throughout because I do have a limited time here today. But to God be the glory that you all have watched and seen and just continue to be a witness in how God moves and what he does. So I thank you for your love, your prayers, your check-ins, your offers to help in various ways just to make sure that this space continues to be that very sacred place that we come together and give reverence to God, that we're unapologetic about building and growing our enterprises with a fidelity to God and understanding how he teaches us and his word gives us the biblical principles that we're able to build on. And it's not overnight sensation and overnight success, but understanding that it is a process, it's a growth. And sometimes in that process, the delayed gratification is a learning curve, right? To really understand that it won't always be instantaneous, but there's learning in the middle, in the process. So with all of that being said, we are excited that Faithpreneur Weekend 2023, the sixth annual, I can't believe it, is here. We've had to do some tweaks and changes as we are building out the Faithpreneur TV network, where the first 3 days of programming will air, and then the live opportunity for you to join us is on the 19th of August. So stay tuned for how you can connect with us and just continue to keep us in prayer. You know, every year it's another level of how God stretches my faith muscle in addition to everyone else. But I thank him because he is God. And I love the song, Take It Back. Take back everything that the devil stole, what he tried to steal, what he tried to attack your mind, your faith, your belief, your health, your wealth, whatever it is, that we're taking it all back. And that is what I'm going to just share a little bit as I've been digesting. PLC McKinney had shared this clip of a good old sermon from Kenneth Hagin, and then I went deeper into a scripture that we were both talking about the other day, and it's one that we've brought up here in our family and in our community from 2 Corinthians, but I'll get into that in a minute, and I pray it blesses you as I've been just chewing on it and meditating, as we should each and every day be one in a place of prayer and asking God's direction, but meditating on his word day and night. It helps to fortify our spirit because, once again, we are spirit beings having a human experience, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So the only way to make it each day, one step, one foot in front of the other, moving forward, is to fortify our spirits. And that is through the Word of God. It's through the songs of praise. It is through the fellowship that we have, just to remind us of whose we are. We may be in the world, but we're not of the world. And putting on that whole armor, it takes a constant dedication and commitment. So I'm grateful for the way God continues to just strengthen each and every one of us on our journey, that as we hear the testimonies of one another, we're encouraged that in this space, we start everything with just thanking God. You know, when we introduce ourselves, tell everybody where we're from, the very thing that we've been saying for now 15 years is, what are you grateful for? Because when we start from that place of gratitude, it level sets. It keeps us always thinking about the blessing and not looking at the challenge. Reverend Mother used to preach this sermon all the time about not living on Grumble Street. She was like, you need to be on Praise Avenue and not Grumble Street, because a lot of people can default to Grumble Street, especially if you allow the world and all of the distractions in the world to get to you, like listening to the news or watching all of these multiple unfortunate situations happen. We live in a fallen world, and it is crazy and it is ridiculous, some of the things that we see. But if we let too much of that soak into our spirit, we start to go down like a ship sinking, because you can go into a depression just watching and ingesting all of that negativity, and then you end up on Grumble Street. But if you stay on Praise Avenue, it allows you to refocus yourself around the things that you can't control, just like the Serenity Prayer tells us. But it also strengthens you to know that I can't figure it out. I don't know all the answers, but I do know who does. I know who I can turn to. I know when I look up to the hills, from whence cometh my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So when you are able to bring God's word back to him and continue to digest it in your spirit, it gives you the strength to keep moving on. And trust me, I know it can be a lot. And when you are battling through different trials, tribulations, and aggravations of life, you need to be able to know how to dial up to the telephone line in heaven, honey, to get you through and say, hey, Jesus, I'ma turn this over to you. I'ma look to you. I'ma call in my ministering angels and let them do work on my behalf. Because if you try to do it of your own human strength, you will not succeed. You just, you know, you're not. You need to know that when you trust God and when you look to him, he gives you the strength. It's not by power or might, but by his spirit that he leads, that he directs, that he strengthens. So I want to say happy birthday before I get into just sharing a little bit about the scripture before I have to start winding myself down. And depending on how long the mods can be here, we'll keep the space open. I know it is summertime, vacation time, everyone's to and fro, but happy birthday to all of the July babies that are celebrating, wishing you God's blessings. And to those who might have anniversaries or other special occasions going on, new births of little ones coming into the world, congratulations to all of you. And as we know, the ebbs and flow of life are real, and we have members in our community who have had recent losses. So we continue to wrap our arms around those who are bereaved. And we're praying for those who have been ill or hospitalized for God's continued rest and recovery. As we also lift up our Mother Joan and our community, that God just covers and keeps her. And any of you that are going through a variety of situations, we know that God is a healer. He is the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The Bible gives us a roadmap just showing us what has happened to our two previous generations, previous situations that we can draw strength from in knowing that God hasn't changed. The same miracles he performed then, he's still performing now through us. And as we walk out our faith walk, it allows other people to be encouraged. And that's the power in this fellowship, that you might not know each other, and you could have passed each other on the side of the road and wouldn't have recognized physically seeing each other, but you know one another in the spirit of unity, of prayer, of fellowship. And that's the joy that can only come from God, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength and keeps us moving forward. Now, let me go to the scripture, because it's this is not one where you're just going to be on a prayer call and then you're going to leave and it's just all going to be revealed. You have to really sit and meditate with it, meditate on it, rather, I should say, because it's the revelation of God's word that strengthens you. And I thank PLC for sharing this with me. It's 2 Corinthians 10:5, and it was as a result of listening to a clip from Brother Kenneth Hagin and then having a conversation about casting down imaginations. Now, this is the King James Version. Those of you that have, you know, the Bible Hub and other apps, you can look at the different translations. But King James Version, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It's a weighty scripture. And, you know, those of us who've been in church all our lives, we've heard a variety of ministers preach this message and this word. But the part that's sitting with me is the casting down imaginations. What are those imaginations? Those imaginations are the tormenting ways the enemy tries to creep up in your mind and show you something that's different than what God says. I love when Jacqueline Carr, I think it's in one of her songs where she said, whatever he says, I know what's the opposite of that. I don't know if that was her first one or You Will Win. I think it was in a You Will Win song. But she put that in there. And most of the songs that we listen to for praise and worship, they have some biblical reference. I mean, clearly the Holy Spirit is leading the psalmist to write the words. But the casting down imaginations is around how our minds can take us in such a off path. Now I truly understand why Reverend Mother used to preach so much on that when I was growing up in church. She used to say, the mind is the devil's playground. You can't allow him to take a seat, because if he get one little inch, he gonna come in, cut a 10, lay out, and just completely take you down a rabbit hole. And those imaginations become tormenting because it's these images of what's contrary to what God promised. So if there's a prophecy over your life, God reveals something to you, something that he said that he would do. God is not a man that he would lie. So there's no reason for him to make up a story and try to trick you. God's not in the trickery business. What he said he will do. The challenge for us as we grow through our faith journey, especially faithpreneurs, do we have the ability and the capacity for the wait, right? There's that whole wait period, and that's the content that's coming out in volume 2 is really extending and expanding how we're able to stand when we've done all we can and stand and wait through that waiting period. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. How do you renew your strength? You have to stay in the word. You have to stay growing each and every day so that you can fight against the wiles of the enemy. And those imaginations, those false thoughts, they're coming against the promise that God gave you. So the scripture says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. So that's the enemy trying to show you something that is different than what God said, to torment you into saying, well, it didn't happen yet. I thought, you know, God said you were going to do this, or this was going to happen, or, you know, God promised, but it didn't happen yet. You know, you sure you heard God, and all these things that will get into your mind and become this torment, this weight, because you feel like you did something wrong, or you might have missed God, or, oh my gosh, maybe it won't happen. And it's real. Like, I know firsthand how it feels when you're under that kind of attack. So the scripture is telling us that we have to cast down those imaginations and anything that exalts itself over the knowledge of God, over the knowing that God is the author and the finisher of our faith, over the understanding that there's nothing impossible with God, over the ability to make you doubt and to go into depression or to just give up, because that's what the enemy wants you to do, is just give up. Like, I don't know, it ain't working. Let me just throw in the towel, throw my hands up in the air and wave them like I just don't care. And the devil is a lie. So those imaginations are just that, imaginations. It's a false report. So whose report are we going to believe? And the second part of that scripture says, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So what is that bringing into captivity? I said, let me just sit with this bringing into captivity. That means we have to self-correct when these thoughts happen, because they will happen. When the enemy tries to give you a false report, that will come up. When he works hard to stress you out, to make you lose hope, to make you start doubting, we have to find our way to bring that into captivity to the obedience of Christ and say, God, I know this looks crazy, but the devil is a lie. I've already victorious. Devil, you are a lie. I'm not listening to you. I'm not absorbing that. I have victory through Christ Jesus. God's got me covered. He will not let any hurt, harm, or danger come near me. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And that's when you start to be able to share and bring back God's word to him. So I know growing up, I used to be like, how many scriptures are the old folk going to quote? Well, that's just me. I'm going to tell the truth anyhow. But now understand, like, when you're growing in Christ, you need the word. The word is your weapon. So when you start bringing God's word back to him, that's how it resonates in your spirit and in your heart. So you can draw on the scripture for the appropriate time, season, and reason. And you continue to get stronger and stronger. And that's the weapon you use. So when these imaginations come up, when these false reports come up, when these seeds of doubt come up, when the torment starts, you know how to fight back. What the kids say out in the streets, clap back. You know how to clap back. With the word of God, you know how to turn on a praise and worship song and holler just like Dorinda did in the song, I'm gonna take everything back, taking it all back, everything he tried to steal, because you're using the weapons that God has given us. And if you go into the whole chapter, right, you understand that that is where we talk about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's the strip, the verse right before, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we're able to pull down and break these chains. We're able to stomp on the enemy's head. We're able to lift our spirits. We're able to hold on because we're using what God gave us as the weapons to be able to fight against the wiles of the enemy. And we can cast out those false reports, those imaginations, those torments, and anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And then the last thing that I will say is, you sit with it and as you pray on it, worryism. That's the clip that I was referencing with Brother Hagin, and Reverend Mother used to talk about it all the time. Worryism is a sin. And I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds oddly familiar. And I've said it before here, but I'm understanding how God was speaking and teaching her as she was giving the word to us, that worry turns into a cancer. A spiritual cancer. It will start to rip you apart. It will start to throw you off track, because that worry is contrary to your faith, because you can't worry and believe at the same time. You have to choose one. So when we are able to cast down those imaginations, when we're able to make sure that nothing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is alive in our lives, and we bring that into captivity, then we erase the worry. We're able to function knowing that whatever is happening is happening. Just like the three Hebrew children were in that fiery furnace, the fire was blazing, they were turning it up, but they were still trusting that there was a fourth person there with them, and that was God, that they walked out without a cinch, without smelling like smoke, looking like smoke, because they held on to their belief, and they were able to cast out, even in the midst of what it looked like in that moment. That's the level of faith that we're all aspiring to every day, that it can be total crazy all around you. You can literally feel like you're in the fiery furnace. Lord knows I know about that, but you're holding on and trusting that God will bring you out. And that's why community and fellowship is so important. And this is where I'm going to leave it as we open up, and I'm going to give you instructions for today. If you don't have the right people that are surrounding you, that are your front row that I teach and train about, then they'll start leaning you towards the unbelief. they'll start being a part of things that are exalting itself against the knowledge of God, because their faith is not where your faith is. And if you don't have people around you whose faith matches your faith, that's an unequally unyoked situation that can trip you up. Well, I don't know. Maybe you should do so and so because it don't look like God's doing that, or it don't look like it's happening. But you hold on to what God said to you, the knowing of what he revealed to you, because what he said he will do, and he is not a man that he would lie. So our ability to stay the course, to hold on and renew our strength, that is what is the difference between a faithpreneur and a regular entrepreneur, right? We're not just out here thinking that we're building our brands and our companies and our opportunities to serve those who need what we're offering. We're here knowing that our very presence, our very our own testimony is what gives other people strength to know that, hey, I can do this with a fidelity to God and still be profitable, even if it takes X amount of time for that to happen. That's what you are doing as you're moving forward. You're waiting on the Lord so you can renew your strength, so you can mount up with wings as eagles. You can run and not be weary, walk and not faint. That's the grounding scripture for the whole faithpreneur movement from Isaiah 40:31. But to get there, to be able to wait the wait out so that as you develop what you're developing, it may not feel like it happens overnight, and most times it won't. But when people see it, it will look like it was some sort of overnight success. But you've been diligently sowing. You've been diligently seeking God's face. You've been holding on to his word and bringing into captivity anything that would be against the word of God and what he has promised. And God is faithful. What you sow, you will reap. So no matter how long it takes, the harvest will come, and your ability to stay the course will strengthen your resolve and give you the boldness to stand as an example of what God can do, will do, has done, will continue to do. Same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I don't know who needed to be reminded about that or hear that, but it's been blessing me as I'm like, Lord, forgive me for anything that I have worried about, knowing or unknowing. Because sometimes the worry shows up in different ways. We might not say we're worrying about it, but our actions show worry. Our actions show fear. Our actions show that we're not as confident as we might have been at one time because things are not moving the way we think they should move. And the enemy keeps showing those imaginations, keeps sharing those false reports. So we have to cast that down, and anything that exalts itself against knowing God, right? The knowledge of God, knowing that he can do all things. He owns all things. He sees all things. There is nothing impossible with God. And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that bringing into captivity for me, that shows up as a level set. Wait, hold on. Rewind. Let me reset myself on how I'm approaching this, what I need to learn from this, what God is doing in this. And let me just make sure that certain things I just ponder in my heart as Mary did, and only allow certain people in your front row who have the same level of faith that you're walking with to encourage you, to pray with you, and to praise with you that it's already done. Okay. I said a lot, and I pray that blesses somebody, because I'm going to be chewing down on this for a minute, just continuing to thank God for how he reveals himself to us and what allows us to be strengthened even when we're going through our valley experiences, because we know that it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. So we've been declaring and decreeing. We've been praising God with an expectancy of what it is that we know that he has done. And today, I'm going to challenge us to stay on one united front, and that is to cast down any imagination of the enemy. So you can publicly cuss the devil out. How you cuss the devil out? You cuss him out by saying, I believe God. I cast out anything that is not of God and not what God has told me to do. So you are defeated and God is exalted. So how are we going to exalt God today? By casting down any false report that's been in your spirit, that's been trying to torment you, that's been making you feel like I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if this is the right time. I don't know if I did the right thing. No, we're casting all of that out today. Today's the cast out. We're stomping on the enemy's head, and I already pray against any backlash that he will try to bring forth, because we are lifting up God's name, because he mad. He don't have to go after people that don't serve God, that are not doing the right thing. He already has them. He's after us that are connected with saving lives, bringing and winning souls for the kingdom, and standing as examples of what it looks like to serve God in spirit and truth, and to be rewarded for our faithfulness, no matter how long it takes and no matter what it looks like. I believe God. Whose report are you going to believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. So today, we casting down any imagination. So I'm going to kick it off with that, and then I'm going to check and see who is on the conference line. So I'm casting down any imagination, any false report that the full and complete launch of Faithpreneur TV would not happen. The devil is a lie. It's already done. All the resources are already manifesting. God is doing the work, and all shall work together for good. So I just want to give God praise for the victory in advance. That's how we cast it out. That's how we come against the enemy as it creeps up, because it will creep up. I'd be lying. Any of us would be lying if we say that you don't have those moments where what you see in front of you, or the reality of a situation in the natural, doesn't get to you. Then you wouldn't be human. But we can acknowledge what we see, but trust what we know. Isn't that the word God gave me during the pandemic? And look how it's coming back full circle. Acknowledge what you see, trust what you know. And what you know is God won't fail. What you know, he can do all things. So we can acknowledge that those imaginations, those false reports, they will come up. They will try to attack you. But trust what you know. And trusting what you know is bringing God's word back, stomping on the head of the enemy, and declaring the victory in advance. So let's see who's on the conference line and want to jump in. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what you're casting out so that you can
stand. Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley.
Good morning, Valerie. How are you, my friend?
I am all right.
So what are you grateful for, what and what are you casting out? Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for the Bahamas birthday, July 10th, celebration of Bahamian independence from England. And I'm grateful for my friend in the Bahamas, born in the same island as my grandparents. Her birthday is when? July 10th, too, on Bahamas Independence Day. And I'm grateful for God being there with all family and anyone else from the islands that descended from the island. Everyone else. And I'm just grateful for my time when my time comes, for my birthday. And I'm grateful for you, Dr. Stacey Grant, and everyone else. Thank you for your time.
Aw, thank you, and happy independence as well to my fellow islanders, and happy birthday celebrations also. So to God be the glory.
Thanks.
And always great to hear your voice. And what are you casting out? What are you going to just give God praise for?
First, most importantly, is my life.
Amen.
For me being here. For his granting me the day. Because so many else wanted the day and didn't make it. So I'm thankful for God for waking me up each day, for breathing life into me and my family and friends. I'm thankful most importantly for life, because without life and without him, I cannot do anything. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I love it, I love it, I love it. Well, thank you, my darling. And let me see who else is available. Star one on the conference line. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what you're casting out. False report that you no longer going to receive. All right, I think everyone else is on listen mode. Let me jump.
Hey, Dr. Stacey.
Hey.
Hey, it's Karen.
Hey.
In Orlando.
Hey, Karen Creasy.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm casting out the rest of this sore throat. I'm sound a whole lot better than I was a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, no. It's good. It's good. It's good. I'm glad to hear you back and as you're traveling, and thank God for keeping you safe as you continue to do your work all over the country for so many of us. Also, cast not these extra pounds that they'll be gone forever, not having this no more either. But casting out all the things that have been blocking my business from going forward, and just giving thanks in advance for all the amazing things that are happening with our Billionaire Mastermind Forum family, as well as my Casey Connects You project. So just giving thanks in advance for all the amazing things that are happening. And looking forward to seeing you really, really soon. But thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear. I appreciate you. It's always good to hear your voice.
And just invited somebody else to the line, so hopefully they're on here too. So I know that I want to regularly do that because I love all the Faith and Love families.
Oh, love you. And thank you, thank you. Appreciate you, my darling. And praying for that healing. Complete restoration and healing. I had a little challenge with my voice during my travels. I've been in, I don't know how many states, between Texas and Las Vegas and Memphis and New Orleans. It was just back to back, and my voice was a little challenged, but praise God for healing. So I'm praying for that for you too, my love, and it's always great hearing your voice. All right. Absolutely. Let's see who else is on the conference line before we jump on over to the clubhouse streets. Okay. My dear brother Jason, you ready over there in the clubhouse?
I am ready, sis. Back here in the background, you know, doing what I do.
Absolutely.
Had a brainstorm as I was sitting here listening to everything. I was like, wow, download. This is good.
Well, you know, when God gives you these download moments, you got to sit with it and meditate on it. And I really, you know, now as I grow more, and that's how it should be. Like, all of us should be growing. We shouldn't be at the same point where we were when we said yes to God, right? Because there are levels to this.
Right.
We have to continue to grow. But as we understand more and God reveals more, we know that meditating day and night, it really means something. It's not just the formality of going to church, right? Because sometimes, let's tell the truth, my brother, some of us just go for the sake of saying we go to church. We put on our Sunday's best.
Check it off the list.
Yeah, and check it off the list. We show up. Oh, I went to church. But what are you learning? If you walk in and lead the same way, then what's the purpose? You can go to the movies, right? You can go and do that. But if you're coming into fellowship and you're going to worship, your soul should be nourished. You should be learning more. You should be excited about, let me sit with this. And where is that scripture again? And when you listen to the praise and worship, it just soothes your spirit. So it's not just for form or circumstance to say, oh, yeah, I went to church, or, you know, I showed up in Bible study, but your mind is 10 miles away. You know, there's so much that God keeps bringing back to me that Reverend Mother used to teach us. And, you know, she transitioned in 2009. So it's been a minute. But that good food, when you're fed well, it takes root and it continues to grow and to build. And, you know, I thank God for the ministers who I've been able to learn from and sit under, and, you know, being a part of the e-community at Potter's House and Bishop Tudor Bismarck, so many that just continue to feed your spirit, man, because that's how you get strengthened. But if you try to just do like the Cliff Note version of becoming a faithpreneur, it's not going to work for you. This is not for the faint of heart. This is for the real, true. When they say ride or die, like, yo, I'm riding out for Jesus. Like, I'm going to hold on and I'm going to hold out. No matter how long it takes.
It's not top ramen faith.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can't just add hot water.
You just can't. You gotta know that this is tried and true. Each day we're working out our own soul salvation. None of us are perfect. We're all working towards perfecting that faith and doing what God called us to do. So it's important when we're in fellowship, not only are we giving God praise for what we're grateful for, then we start adding the layers. That's why I've been challenging us for the last couple of weeks to focus in different ways. And when we're obedient, there is a additional blessing as it goes up as sweet incense to God when we follow what it is that is being asked in the space and community, and not veering off and doing different things, because I can see what's happening out here in the world. Everybody trying to all right, let me, I don't have time to get into that, right? Because there are a lot of itchy ears. Everybody want to be busybody. You don't need to do all of that. You need to stay focused on what God gave you to do and obedient to what has been prepared in the space that God has allowed you to occupy. That's a whole nother situation. So I feel myself getting stirred up. I'm going to press the pause button for a minute so we can get everybody else to fellowship before I have to I'll be silent in a minute, so I might have to catch some of the replay myself. But remember, let's stay on task today on giving God praise, telling us where you're calling from, where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what are you casting down. Right, like today we're serving notice to the enemy that we're not believing any false reports, we're not believing any imaginations, we're casting it down, and we are standing on the knowledge of what we know God has said, what he said he will do. Anything that speaks up or is against what the will and knowledge of God is, we will not keep room for it, and we will not accept it in Jesus' name.
That's right.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm just saying. But I love y'all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you to the family for holding us down today. And by the grace of God, I'll be traveling for the rest of the month, but I'll be in and out when I can. But I pray that this bless you today. Let's be in unison. Let's cast down the enemy. We speak against any backlash for the victory that'll be won, the strongholds that'll be broken in Jesus' name today. All right, over to you, my brother.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we've got Minister Boyd up. Hey, cuz, how you doing? Mic is yours.
Good morning. Hey, my cousin, Pastor. How are you today? And my beautiful
here we go.
Sister. His word of healing in the process. And so I just want to say thank you and good morning. And I pray that everyone has a great day. I'm Minister Boyd. I'm never done, but I'll go ahead and park my bike right here.
Boom, shakalaka, cuz. All right. Carmen, you're up, sis.
Well, good morning, family. What a blessing this morning. I couldn't wait to just be with y'all this morning. Hey, Dr. Stacy, praying for your strength, and can't wait to see you soon. You know, I was kind of conflicted on, I wanted to share some things with you. Of course, I know what I do. But the Holy Spirit was like, that's not what we told you to talk about. So I'm going to just keep it real transparent this morning. I'm so grateful just for God, to the way he's working in my life. And I think Dr. Stacy has said, you know, say what you're no longer. I can't remember. I was walking dog the dog, so I may have heard it wrong. But I'm, you know, I'm no longer going to keep God as a secondary. And I don't know if I'm saying it the way I feel it or mean it, but during COVID, I had gained like 25 pounds, y'all. And most of y'all know who I am and seen me before at least once. You know, I'm 5'1", and 25 pounds on someone that's short in stature, you know, is not a good thing. And so with that came, you know, some health challenges. And so January, I shared with y'all a couple months ago, I decided, you know, enough is enough. I need to, you know, get healthy. I'm not going to be taking all these medications. And see, the doctors actually helped me stay sick and actually get sicker because they only prescribe medications, not healing. And so, you know, I decided that I was going to take back my health, my body, and I've been working out for 6-7 months consistently, 4 days a week. I've lost 10 pounds. My glucose went from 300s to normal. They said that diabetes is not curable, and it is. So I'm at 90s, which is a normal state. And I'm being very transparent with y'all. So, you know, this has been a journey that I've been on this first half of the year, and I'm so looking forward to the second half because I have some great momentum. But about a month ago, my spirit was stirred, you know, like it was just really stirred. And I felt like, as Dr. Stacey says, as we grow in Christ, you know, things should evolve and we should, you know, things should be different from 20 years ago or 30 years ago, whenever you accepted Christ in your life. And I just felt like things, you know, it wasn't evolving my relationship with God. But what I realized was I wasn't making him a priority, even though I thought I was. You know, I'm a diehard, unapologetic believer. But that doesn't mean that I was making him the priority. And I hope I hope somebody's hearing me here. So y'all know I'm really busy. Like Dr. Stacey, I'm pulled in so many directions. By the time 8 a.m. comes till 8 p.m. and on, I'm in the world. I'm busy managing millions of dollars. Comes with a heavy burden and a lot of, you know, requirements. And then as a giver, you know, people ask, I say yes. So working on this for free, working on that for free, which is, taxing to you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. And what the reason why I felt like I was just, my spirit was stirred is because I realized that God, he wasn't the priority in a sense. So I decided that in order for me to get to the breakthrough to the next level, because I know he's, you know, I'm in preparation. I've shared some things with y'all and I'll share some more after next week. We have a really big meeting with a bank. I said, I got, you know, what is going on here? And he said, spoke to me. You haven't been in your closet. You haven't put me first. You haven't, and it just, the list kept going on. Y'all know when y'all don't, he don't spoke to you and he breaks you down. And literally broke me down. He's like, I'm happy about your health. I'm happy you're taking care of my temple, you know, so that you can continue to bless the kingdom. But you still haven't done what first things first, which is put me first. So the way I decided to take back control of my health, and I'm so excited. I just decided, okay, God, I hear you. I gotta take back my relationship with you because, you know, we're living in some really strange times. I don't know if you're paying attention, but the spirit of Antichrist is so real, it's so relevant, and it's right in our face. And if you're not careful, and if you're not prayed up and in the word and understand what's going on, I mean, we're dealing with some challenges here in Houston at our very church. We were on the news last week. There was a demonic statue that was placed on our church grounds. The spirit of, I'll have to look it up and tell you what the statue meant. But people are, you know, on attack, and even towards our church.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacey signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.